Hello there, football fans. August 24th. It is Monday. It is the Soccer Central podcast. I am James Sharman, joined for the first time this year, I guess, outside the preview with Brendan Dunlop and Thomas Dobby.
I wasn't here for the preview either.
So this no, he was the first time,
right? Yeah.
Seems thanks like for it remembering. Yesterday, last time.
Yeah. You guys just hang out all the time. That you just feel like he's always around.
We had some fun at the TFC game on the weekend. Yeah. Me and Tom and the clan.
Few goals.
You were treated to. So you're the reason that TFC exploded for five goals.
Actually, when I've gone this year, like in the stands, you know, with the scum, actually, they've won this year.
There you go.
Yeah.
No, so the scum good at home. Are in the box on the west that,
that's
side.
The media about? Scum, as opposed to the public scum. We're all scum. We're all scum. We're all
we?
Scum. Were you there on Saturday?
I wasn't. I didn't make it. No, I was coming back from Windsor. I'd hoped to go. Thought if I'm not getting in that exhibition parking. If I can get a spot, fine. If not, I'll go
still
home.
30 bucks.
I went home and watched four goals.
Yeah. Still 30 bucks there, even post-hand games?
No, I didn't even attempt it.
I paid twice there this year, $30.
There's a lot of new condos around there, so if you're lucky, you can get the unzoned streets, free park.
I'm very
that's
lazy,
to go
though.
To.
I don't want to walk too
to
far.
To look for it,
I can
yeah.
see that.
Yeah. What once at Medieval Times, the yeah. Canada game,
yeah.
wasn't it?
Yeah.
That was 30 bucks too.
Mm. This is a thrilling start to the conversation if you live really somewhere
yes.
other than
parking
Metro
costume.
Toronto.
Parking.
By the way, before we get to the weekend games, did you see this Jermaine Defoe story
no.
this morning? It's amazing.
What is it?
So Jermaine Defoe is advertising for an executive PA.
No, go ahead.
Yeah. So this thing pays between 50 and 60,000 pounds a year. That's good money, right? But, you know, exec PAs get paid pretty well, as they should. But it's funny looking at what the obligations are as part of this job description.
Okay.
So the errands are organize all Jermaine's personal needs, dry cleaners, gardeners, house refurbishments, sourcing interior designers and everyday tasks, etc. Everyday tasks.
Yeah.
Sourcing interior designers. Regularly checking the home when Jermaine's away, making sure all is in place for his return. Fridge is stocked and plants watered and house is clean. Select and organize his wardrobe with specific designers for special events appearances. I Oswald, Boateng, Harrods, Zap, etc. And for social events, there's more to this job. Book all social events, including the theatre, concerts, cinema, musicals. Musicals.
Book.
I love
restaurant
I love this.
Bookings and recommendations.
Plan my life for me.
Spa days, family outings.
Wow.
So basically it's for his entire family.
I'm stressed out just listening to that job description.
Insane.
Who would want that?
That's and also apparently available 24/7.
Oh. Oh boy, 3 a.m.
60,000.
Yeah.
Where did you find that?
It was on the Daily Mail.
Wow.
My go to morning
that
source
is
of crap.
Incredible. that's hilarious.
Man, professional footballers, eh?
Jeez.
Does he have a financial advisor?
I would hope he does.
Because here's
I think
the
his
thing.
Mom, doesn't if she advise everything?
Oh boy.
She probably advises
if you're, well, I don't know. Like, gone are the days when he was rolling with Drake. Okay, things are a bit different in the Northeast now for Jermaine Defoe. He's got to start thinking long term here.
But the thing is, if you guys were making what he's making a year,
yeah.
right? Think about your lives. And
we're not.
Implications. Hmm?
We're not. Okay. Well, we're close.
Okay, well, let me ask you, right. as people that make the same amount of money as Jermaine Defoe, why haven't you got PAs? Wouldn't you want a PA?
We don't make as much money as he's going to offer the PA.
Well, he makes the same amount in a week, right? About 60,000 pounds, according to the Daily Mail, which is never, ever wrong.
Of what this person
yeah, makes in a year.
Is going to get a year.
So I'm just wondering, I mean, wouldn't you? I mean, okay, you're a footballer. You're not a high-powered executive, right? What, you know, obligations really do you have?
I don't know.
You're a footballer.
Booking the cinema?
Yeah, you can't do that yourself.
Jermaine, you're going to the movies tonight. Come on. Like,
yeah.
what? Like, what the hell
it just
is
proves that?
That
these guys have no clue how to run their lives.
That's true.
They haven't
insane.
Got an idea.
But because they haven't lived
never had
a
to.
Normal life. They've never had to.
Since the age of football, right?
Since the age of 10, they haven't read a book.
Yeah, so. it's sad, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And it shouldn't be surprising. I just found it quite amusing.
That is insane.
There was a really good story, actually, just going off the map here, but related about, I forget who tweeted it, I'll bring it up, but about the hidden cost of academy football, all the players who don't make it, but there's like a threshold. If they're in it too long, you know, they very few are able to recover and live somewhat normal, mm-hmm.
and all they have
lives.
Is that they were an academy player for this and that, and they're
yeah.
scrubbing toilets.
Yeah,
well, right, and so no education.
Right. No. Well, the rate of academy players in the British military is shockingly high.
Yeah.
It's
it really,
a huge number.
Really?
Yeah, it's a huge number.
They might need that. I mean, if you've been in sport your entire life since being a kid, and then suddenly you realize I have no future here.
Mm-hmm.
Used to that kind of that regime where you're barked orders at. Everything's done for you, organized for you. The military is probably a natural progression.
Right.
It's a good point.
Also a wake-up call.
Yeah, definitely a wake-up call.
But yeah, you're right. It's a lot of these, we discussed before, a lot of these TFC guys in over the years, you know, guys that have been on the periphery for years and years, and saying they're 24, 25.
Mm-hmm. The Joey Mello.
Gabe Gallas, these guys, right?
Isn't Gabe Gallas teaching at U of T now? I think he's sorted himself out.
I'm sure they can, but it's just, it comes to a point where, you know, you're 23, 24, maybe 25.
Yeah.
And you're not making great money. It's often okay money, but really isn't a future making the big money.
Mm.
Do you go back to school? Probably the right choice.
Reminds me of the time that I almost left the old station we worked at to go teach English in Korea.
Yeah.
And you said, shape up, idiot.
Yeah. You should have done. Just think about those stories. You're away in Korea.
Much better career, yeah.
Oh, boy.
Anyway, you know, it's funny, Jermaine Defoe. Like, I watched him on the game on the weekend, bits of the Sunderland game. Mm-hmm. He scored a nice goal. And it's easy to kind of, you know, blanket him with what happened in Toronto FC and whatever reasons happened. I've always quite liked Jermaine Defoe.
Yeah, me too.
He's not a bad guy.
No.
You know, he's clearly very sheltered, played his entire career in London, not just in England, comes to a brand new country, couldn't handle it for whatever reason.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's, rumors are, he's angling for a move back south from Sunderland. He's never happy, but he's an all right guy, I think. Down to earth, he's all right. I want to like him.
Yeah,
he's not unlikable.
Not like other players that might meet some of the same qualities or get some of the same stories in the paper. And also, too, I can't fault him for the Toronto FC failings, because the reality is he was brought here on this promise with a friend of his whom he trusted. And, you know, on paper, Toronto FC were in a playoff position. That was the goal. They fired his friend. Everything changed from then.
Yeah
but he should know professional football. That
sure,
well,
sure that happened.
Do the history, do your homework on the club, right?
The reality is, though, you know, you committed to something that maybe you were only, you know, half in, and that is on him. But I can see where it comes from.
Yeah.
I don't fault him for it.
Sunderland drew Swansea 1-1, for what it's worth.
We've never led with Sunderland.
Yeah, that's an interesting one.
Parking issues. Like, we got on a serious issue about footballers. And like,
we do this every week, though. So, I can't believe we're doing this now. Like, there's no structure in this podcast whatsoever.
Actually, last week there was, and that's probably why it was the crappiest downloaded podcast in our Soccer Central history. Yeah.
Was it?
Well, it was promoted 3 million times. I'm assuming it didn't get a lot of downloads.
Anyway, so the big game, Southampton 0, Watford 0.
Yeah. Sharman texted me yesterday, okay, tell me what games you want to talk about. I was like, Watford Southampton sounds good. Yeah. Excellent.
That's not the
nil-nil.
Dreadful game, right?
Oh, pretty poor. You see the highlights were a chance just over the bar. I mean,
bit slim.
To just make a quick point on that, Watford, it looks like they're just playing this. Okay, the last two games they've been at home, they both drew nil-nil. Mm-hmm. After going on the road the first game and 2-2 at Everton, you thought, okay, cool, they've came to play. And then the two home games, the supporters have seen both nil-nil at home against West Brom and Southampton. I mean, looks like they might go for the old ugly but effective get points where you can, but yeah, pretty gross.
At least they got a nice stadium with working toilets now at Vicarage Road.
Yeah.
Place looks nice.
Yeah. Yeah. You might bump into Elton at the urinal.
Hmm.
You never know. Actually, probably a good chance.
Probably don't want to.
Probably not. Chelsea 3, West Brom 2. That's the one we should be leading with, right? Interesting game. Pedro's debut looked really good. Scored a goal. Beautiful assist as well, and was just a typical Whitman like Pedro. I really enjoyed his performance. Mm. He was fantastic.
But yeah, the story here, poor Chelsea, right? I mean, just the referees are against them. They just can't get anything.
They were quite fortunate to get the 3 points. I mean, I don't think that was a sending off, do you?
It was maybe a little bit harsh, but you see those given. I mean, last man back.
Live,
right? But what is John Terry like supposed to do in that situation? I mean, jostling is normal. Clearly, he'd lost the pace. He didn't really pull on him. He'd put his arm out, as did the attacker.
Goal scoring opportunity.
I don't know if it was a clear cut goal scoring opportunity, you know. But at the same time, too, and this point was raised by a friend of ours from a 3-letter. That, like, it's almost to the point where defenders can't defend the way that they used to. So if that's going to be a penalty, you're going to have guys just let the attacker go through. Does that result in more goals? Does that make it more entertaining? Perhaps. But you don't have defense the same way you did.
Yeah, but live, it looked at that pace, it looked like a red card just because the way he kind of cut across and the way he went down. And as always, we have the benefit of seeing it afterwards and thinking, oh, okay, well, maybe he went down easily and there wasn't really contact. But live, at that pace, it looks like a red card. And you can't fault the referee for that.
The referee is well aware that John Terry has no pace left.
Exactly.
Right? And it's true, right? And I think we've seen that last week, he's being subbed off because Jose is putting a higher line out. And we saw under Rafa Benitez, you cannot have John Terry playing a high line. It doesn't work.
Compare that one to in the West Ham-Bournemouth game where Callum Wilson went down, and it was basically Jenkinson just put an arm across him as he cut across and he went down. And no one said anything about that one, but everyone's saying that Terry's isn't. I don't know if it's because of the magnitude or because it's a bigger team in Chelsea, but
it's
that
John
goal,
Terry, it's Jose Mourinho, it's
right,
Chelsea,
against the Jenkinson one where, okay, it was 3-2 already, it made it 4-2, but, you know, West Ham were still in that game, and no one said boo about that. I'm like, if you're going to argue the Terry one, what about that one? It was just a hand across and penalty. Well, if that is, then that is, they're very similar, but nobody's raised anything. It's interesting.
What was made post-match of the West Ham game? Anything by the coaches about that incident?
I didn't hear anything about that.
Slaven's got too much to worry about. He can't be picking on every issue.
Yeah. But, I mean, Jose obviously ripped into the officiating somewhat. And
sang into the microphone, as
he says. Everyone's waiting to hear what Jose says, and especially regarding John Terry, because their media's trying to work this issue between those two. Mm-hmm. And there is an issue between those two.
And Tony Pulis also said, from his view, it wasn't a penalty. So that kind of stirs it up as well. If the manager whose team it gets the penalty, they're then thinking it's not as well. You're like, okay, if he doesn't think so, why should we, right? Stirred it up a little bit even more.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, you know, if that collision is 10 yards out, Rondon's not slipping.
Right.
He's not going down then. He's slotted in quite nicely to the Premier League.
Love seeing Solomon Rondon.
I still can't believe he's playing for the Baggies.
Yeah.
Isn't that shocking?
Brilliant. It's brilliant.
Your Copa America boy or what?
Yeah.
And on the first goal, it was really nice that he kept it in. It was, you know, a half volley pass kind of. It was really nice. He's a decent player for them, but they've struggled as well. They've looked poor. I mean, obviously playing Chelsea, but not great for the Baggies.
Chelsea, though, I mean, defensively, what has happened there? Because so tight. Even, you know, the second half of last year, we could criticize their play going forward, but defensively, they were pretty solid. Pretty solid.
Mm-hmm.
And this year, they've been their sieves back there. Ivanovic just is not the same player.
It's awful. Matic has been poor.
Matic has been very poor, hasn't he?
That's been
he gave away that
it seems
penalty.
He's trying to be too much. Like, what? Just sit back. Sit.
Yeah.
Shield that back four. Don't try anything else. Mm. Because you're not that type of player.
Don't you think there was an approach though maybe this year, or the conversation was to be a bit more attacking, be less defensive, so maybe he's seeing the pitch with that scope as opposed to how it was last year?
You think Mourinho's feeling the pressure because everyone said it wasn't beautiful? No.
Not so much, but I do think that they definitely, do you just look at even the pursuit of Pedro, albeit late or last second, that to me just indicates that they really felt like, okay, it worked last year playing the way we did, but this isn't sustainable to continue playing this way. We need to have a bigger balance. And I feel like maybe that gets, you know, translated, and you look at how hard or how much it looks like Matt is just trying to do too much. I feel like maybe that's it.
I'm not a fan of Willian playing centrally either, like in the hole behind the striker either. That much.
He's a winger.
Yeah, he's more of a winger, right? But again, right-sided winger, and you bring in Pedro. Cuadrado's gone to Juventus now.
Yeah.
There's a story there we don't know about because he never was given an opportunity.
Never.
It was just on loan. So I had heard the rumor, or read it, was probably in one of your accredited sources there in the Mirror. It would be Cuadrado, Oscar, and Willian. At what combination of permanent, I have no idea. And cash, likely
for
half
Pogba.
Of the $60 million that Juve wanted for Pogba, in exchange for Pogba. That's a pretty hefty sum.
That's
even
a
if you get
hefty price.
Two of those guys for a year on loan, I think you do it. $30 million.
So Willian,
and
Oscar,
those three,
and Cuadrado for Pogba.
Right.
Yeah.
Again, at what combination of who is permanent?
That's
no
that's
idea.
More of a hefty
if you're Juve,
rumor, than a hefty anything.
You would do it in a
heartbeat. No. If I was Chelsea.
Chelsea.
Pogba's a kid, and he's world class, and he's just what every team needs. I'm surprised Juve held on to him actually, but I don't know. I thought overall Chelsea were poor. Stones looks like he's probably going to end up there, which makes sense. I know Jose loves Zuma as well. He's got a lot of potential. But we talk about, you mentioned how it's very hard to defend nowadays. And we discussed in this podcast before how there's very few like world-class centre-backs in the world at the moment. You just haven't got that like you used to have back in the mid-2000s. This great, great amount of superb world-class. Yeah. Is it because defending is just so damn hard nowadays? You can't do anything. The old dark arts aren't allowed. Possibly. Although you still see it in the box every corner and everything.
Exactly. So, I know. There's times. But it says a lot that the fact that, you know, John Stones, who's played under a full season basically as a starting Premier League mm-hmm. center back, is the number one, you know, rated English young player, and he's going to go for 35, 40 million yeah. pounds and this big money move. And it's like, John Stones, a year ago, we didn't know who he was. And it's like, oh, future England captain, all this pressure. No pressure, kid. Go ahead. That's tough.
Tough.
You know what I always wonder? When it comes to like older players and established players, when they redo their deals, like Ronaldo, for example, before Real bought him for 80 mil, right? It was 80, wasn't it? They work in the percentage of the fee that they get. So if it's 80, I'm getting 10% of that. But if you're someone like Stones, you know, probably his one professional deal, you think they get quite a decent percentage, or quite a cut of that?
No, you know what? The players don't get the cuts anymore. Not like they used to. They used to get, like you said, 10% of the transfer fee. That's changed. You don't get it as much anymore. Agents do, right? It's a little bit different. So I remember interviewing an agent about that a few years ago now, and I asked that exact same question. He goes, actually, nowadays, in most transfers, the players don't get a cut of the fee.
Not at all.
No. Maybe the odd one here and there. I mean, sure. every transfer is different, right?
And I imagine with weight, like someone like Ronaldo, yeah. But if you're a new boy who comes up, one impressive season, all of a sudden you're going for 40, not getting any of that, but your agent's getting a couple mil.
How are you supposed to pay your executive PA, you know?
Yeah.
Jeez. You know?
That's a valid point, yeah.
How are you going to figure out when you're going to the movies if you can't have a public
I bet you somehow TFC is paying for that.
Probably. Yeah. Still probably paying for his house here.
Oh, yeah, or floors of condos at some luxurious place. I bought a friend a bottle of champagne for the 30th birthday at the LCBO.
Pacheco.
No. $62 for a bottle of Moet. How are these idiots at the club buying champagne for girls they don't even know all the time? Honestly. Like, it is shocking.
Comparison, eh?
$62.
I'm Brendan Dunlop, yeah, and I spend this. And I'm...
It's just
bucks.
Like, when you're this is the life
a week,
that they,
and you can spend a grand on a bottle of champagne, right? Or two, or three, or four. Did you hear? I just on the way in, I heard on the radio, Chris Carter. You know the old
what he said, about having
NFL
a fall
rookies.
Guy.
Didn't hear the comments.
Wow, it's gonna blow up.
Yeah, this thing. It kind of did this weekend. He's already like apologized, being the fall guy, right?
Yeah, basically
having
saying,
a fall guy
to all these rookies at some NFL thing, and he's saying, listen, if you're gonna have a crew and run with your crew, you have to have a fall guy. I know you say you're not going to drink and drive or do drugs or anything, but you know, you probably are. There must be one guy who's prepared to go to jail for you, and he will go to jail for you. You got to find that guy. Get yourself a fall guy. Good advice to the young men.
It sounds like, hey, to his credit, it sounds like he was just auditioning for a role on Ballers because that advice has yet to be given.
You know what? The guy talking about it on the radio used that exact same comparison to Ballers.
Have you watched the show?
I have. It's utterly dreadful.
It's dreadful, actually, but I keep watching it. It's so stupid. It's
I canceled
like a music
video.
It's
my old tier of cable, actually. So I saw the first three episodes, and I don't get HBO anymore, which is a mistake because I love HBO.
You canceled
HBO? Half-price discount?
I'm so cheap.
Even with a Rogers
half
price,
still a lot right now. Just trying to cut back everywhere because
cheap.
It was also because I'm watching too much TV as well.
Really?
Right?
Cancel HBO. Oh my god!
I don't have HBO.
TV. No,
no. And I canceled the Super
Netflix,
Sports Pack
though.
Once the Tigers started losing.
Stop
I canceled
it.
The Super Sports Pack.
I was only
watching like.
Don't give people all these hints, guys. This is putting food on our table. Why are you telling people that you're canceling your Rogers
World?
Stop
no,
it
no,
right
the,
now.
The Super Sports Pack.
Sports
is everything else? Do you know how many games? There's 300 games on Sportsnet for me to watch baseball. And if the Tigers are depressing, why would I pay $30
a
month for one game?
Back for hockey?
Of course.
And football?
And basketball. Yeah.
So in like 3 weeks, you're going to order a game
absolutely.
For football. So to save 1 month, you go through the hassle of canceling it, and then you're going to call up for week one and order it again.
For the record,
actually,
they called me to resolve it.
I would never. I've kept BN for 6 months, and I haven't watched it since the bloody last Classico, I swear to God. And it's costing me, with the discount, $9 a month.
Yeah,
but 18, I swear to God, the last time I turned on BN, no, Copa, I watch a few games. I watch Copa. But BN basically is like, oh, Classico, 3 months, nothing. Copa, like, I'm sorry, I'm not watching Lazio and Bologna, guys.
So
I'm sorry to blow up my own
Classico,
game here.
You
but
paid $300 to watch our Classico.
Pretty much. Yeah. I pay. It's ridiculous. Like, if I should be cheaper with that stuff, but I'm so lazy to like call and cancel it.
I've got all these little expenses here and there, which I'm trying to like just get rid of.
I still have gold TV,
like drugs,
significant, like drugs, for example.
I still have my gold heroin TV. Especially. Why am I paying $250 a month for
what
gold
is on
TV?
There?
Nothing.
It's not, Guatemalan Premier League.
Too lazy to call and cancel.
You and John Molinaro are the only two people.
I
that
think
still
that
have
when I ordered gold TV, it was to watch Classico, and it was on there two years ago. Swear to God. And I haven't canceled it.
No, my, so you my know issue, I am broke. Like, it was cheating this, and I was just watching too much TV. You know, it'd be like, you know, 10 p.m. Wife goes to bed. I'm watching Ballers.
Oh yeah.
When I should be playing Ballers with the wife upstairs, right? You know what I'm saying? That's the
no
problem.
One's ever used that as an adjective. Not just in relation to wife, but very good.
Is this season over, or is there a new one last night?
Last night was the season finale. Oh,
okay, I have it.
Though
on
I didn't see it because
sweet. I got Ray Donovan in Ballers tonight.
Don't say a word about Ray Donovan.
See, I watched the first two Ray Donovans, and I was very disappointed. This series. I love Ray Donovan. It's amazing.
This
season.
Right.
It changed. Firstly, they killed off Ezra.
It's changed, man. You've changed.
It's not the same.
I
gave two, and I gave up, and then that's when I canceled.
Really, yeah?
I've only seen...
Really?
You like it still?
I mean, I liked it before more, but it's so good.
The series is fantastic. The writing... You feel... You watch
very dark.
Because you know it's going to build.
It makes me feel good about my life, though, because I'm like, oh, at least I'm not this messed up.
Although the first couple of series, I really did envy Ray Donovan. He was cool.
Yeah.
Now he's just falling apart,
He's a great actor.
Tell me, every time you see...
Is he?
I think so.
Leaf Shriver's Canadian?
I thought so.
I think he might. There's some Canadian tie.
Great voice.
I don't know if he is.
Great voice.
He's the voice.
HBO 24/7.
24/7. I didn't know that for years.
Which I can't watch now either when it comes back because I haven't got HBO.
Tell me.
We're going to get it back for hockey season.
What the hell are you guys doing?
Every time you see
$6, eh?
Life,
have one less pie.
Huh?
Have one less pie.
Oh, yeah, that's going to happen.
Yeah.
Every time you see a gray Mercedes CLS in your rear view, don't you hope that it's him? Like, I'm terrified and hope it's him.
Confused with someone else.
It's a very...
Never mind.
Yeah. He's acted in several Canadian films, like Goon.
All right.
And Goon 2.
I've never seen Goon.
You like Goon.
Would I?
Yeah.
It's not cheese. It's a good movie.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
It was a bit, you know, predictable, let's say, but I thought it was entertaining.
Welcome to the Television and Movie Review Podcast. We're three idiots who aren't talking about
soccer
right now.
We've just been canceled.
Yeah. Huh?
We've just been canceled.
You ever watched The Nick on HBO, by the way?
You know I have.
That first season was great.
You got me into it. Is it back?
Yeah. No, not. It's coming back in the fall.
I'm getting HBO back.
HBO. Excuse me, Rogers.
So
I'd like to renew HBO.
Oh, James, good to speak to you again.
One of the
your total savings were actually you owe us an extra $40 for the cancellation fee. Yeah, thanks.
Oh my god.
One of the many things that you listeners are deprived of is the facial reactions that these boys give when they get excited. Like for example, Charmin usually has quite a stoic, you know, rarely entertained face, but you lit up like a child.
It's my
in a
Ballers
candy
face. Everyone's got a Ballers face.
Sure.
Anyway. A Ballers face?
Ballers face.
Oh. Ballers.
I know you do. I bet you got mirrors everywhere you
place. Buddy. I'm not as vain as you think.
I
still
have
colored grays.
Mirrors.
I mean, come on.
Ceiling?
Not ceiling, no. Never a butt.
Wasn't it Ronaldo had like 80 mirrors between his front door and his stairway or something?
Well, it makes
definitely
sense. Yeah. But they're just Tanner reflectors.
Tanner reflectors to make sure he maintains that nice...
A nice orange glow.
Hey, see, we're back and getting back to soccer now,
all right.
Slowly, aren't
yes,
we? Yeah, Ronaldo.
Good.
We'll get to Spain later on a little bit.
Will we?
Okay. We're touching it, you know.
Spain,
I didn't watch anything.
Spain,
but that's some stories. All right, we spoke about John Stones. That's my segue when I mentioned John Stones.
Good.
To the next
that's how we got into
John
Ballers.
Stones played very well when Everton lost 2-0 to Man City.
Right.
But I thought Stones played very well, but City, again, just looking so slick right now. And as I argued with Molinaro on Thursday, you know, 2-3 games in is way, way too early to change any predictions. And I'm not changing predictions.
Rio Ferdinand yesterday tweeting, Man City look great. Champions elect? Three matches in.
Wow.
Champions elect.
Wow. Well, he said that before the season and then just is, you know, maintaining that. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not saying anything right now, but I am because I'm about to, aren't I? Clearly. But City were very good once again.
Mm-hmm.
And they look so much, in attack especially, so much faster this year. And Yaya's back to his best company again, three games in. But they were both crap last year.
Mm-hmm.
And if those guys can lift it, Sterling's looking pretty good, I thought, as well.
Yeah.
Adding a real, you know, ruthlessness, I guess, to the attack, incisiveness.
Sure.
And Silva with those pacey boys beside him. Man, different team.
They're playing with a chip on their shoulder, and it's because, you know, I think it happened throughout the media over there, and those guys see that, and they see, you know, what's being written. A lot of people overlook them, and, you know, pretty much Chelsea were the favorites, and then Arsenal and Man United were both seen as maybe even better teams and teams that could compete for the title. And City were vastly overlooked, and I'm guilty of it. I picked them for fourth. I thought it would be a transitional year, a tough year. I think we dissected them for almost a whole podcast in the end of the season last year, where we thought, oh, this team's, you know, going to get torn apart.
Picked all the players that were going to leave. Yeah.
Company's done, and Toure's not happy, and this and that. And I thought Sterling would have a tough time adjusting. And again, three games, small sample size, the way that people are just glowing over them. Yes, rightly so. It's all that we've seen. It's three games. And the fact that one of them was against Chelsea, and, you know, they were able to do the other ones away from home.
Sure.
They haven't conceded yet. They look good. Mangala, all of the pieces are working right now.
Even with Otamendi arriving.
But it's a 38-game season. Yeah. Chelsea aren't going to be this bad for this long.
Right.
Arsenal and Man United still could go out. Man United still could go out and get that big guy up front that they need to get. And I think that...
Apparently it's Neymar. That's the big rumor, wasn't it?
What nonsense. What nonsense.
Woodward bid 92.5.
Why would Bayern want to sell Müller? I mean, rumor is continuously there. Yes, it sounds great, but why? Yep. Why would they want to?
Maybe they don't, but players have power, I guess. I'm not sure where he is with this contract.
Yeah.
But still.
But yeah, City, this has got to be City some are playing with a complete chip of saying, you know, we want our title back. Last year was a mirage, an off year, and people writing us off. I mean, here's what we can do. And they look very together. I mean, you can't read too much into it, but you see the way that they're celebrating the goals together and the players and the focus and the determination. And that says a lot. I mean, this group really seems like in the off season, I think there was probably a lot of discussions amongst themselves, amongst the coaching staff, amongst everybody, kind of, this is getting to be the end of a cycle of
Golden
a lot
generation.
Of these players.
Say, yeah.
And we've won two Premier League titles, but we've done nothing in Europe. We've been embarrassed a lot of the times. And if we're going to, you know, our legacy and it's what's going to mean for how our careers are looked upon, a lot of that has to do with this season for these players, and they're playing like it.
Mm-hmm.
I think they were smart to give Pellegrini an extra year as well.
Yep.
Just to quieten those Pep rumors, mm-hmm. which I'm sure will, as the season progresses, come to light once again. They mm-hmm. always will. But it's smart. He's not a lame duck manager. And he's a good manager.
Yeah.
And I think we forgot that last year, how good he actually is.
Yeah.
And when he came over, he came with some reputation.
And he'll have the opportunity now to, I think, show again or remind us how good he is as they balance this, you know, marathon season on multiple fronts with multiple head cases that he's got in that
room.
That's
the good point.
I think the Otamendi signing, honestly, like, he's grossly overrated. People were tweeting me last week. I think we made the comment, and I'd said something like that, and I got a bunch of tweets from very biased City supporters saying he's the best center back in La Liga last year. According to who? According to three writers and Valencia fans.
Every game in La Liga.
Honestly, he's a good player.
Which you can find on BeIN Sports. Yes,
yes. Right.
He's a good Jeremy
and
Terry. Thank you. He's like good international. Very good player, worthy of your attention, but worthy of like a record center back signing in this day and age, as we discussed, what defenders can even do.
And you know what?
Upsets the apple cart.
I like the idea of bringing in some cover because Kompany, again, you don't know if he'll keep it up.
60
and
games.
Mangala, I mean, I think he's been great so far.
Fantastic.
Which I'm surprised because when they bought him, I was like, who?
$32 million, wasn't he?
Right, and we were kind of like, okay, and he looked pretty poor in his first few, but now he looks like he's settled and... you know, the consistency within the team, too, right now. And again, with Aguero, it's all about if he can stay healthy for a full season. I don't think he's yet to do it in his career where he's played an entire season without at least having a few weeks off. But
I'd be happy to have Boney come in after that, though.
Yeah, and, you know, Boney's an option. And without having, you know, they had almost too many options the last year where it was kind of they didn't really find their groove. And Dzeko's kind of sitting there and scoring at times. And, you know, there's some unhappiness there. But it looks like they're going to have their consistent starting team now and little tweaks here and there. And, you know, Fabian Delph's going to play 7 minutes at the end of games here and there. But
he's the guy that, you know, we asked preseason about all these young guys moving to big clubs.
Terrible.
He's going to be the new Scott Sinclair.
Yeah.
It's Fabian.
It's him for sure.
Without a doubt, with
like a minute left as soon as they made it 2-0 the other day. So,
but three matches in and three, like, relatively tough tests. Even a, you know, trip to the Hawthorns isn't the easiest. And they opened the week and then opened the season with a tough test, and then they had smashed Chelsea. So that is why I think
false result, though, right?
False result.
Right. That we had that conversation. Actually, that was why you weren't here. We told the listeners because you'd been blamed.
Oh, yeah, it was my fault, was
yeah,
it?
Yeah, he needs to blame someone.
Okay.
So you were the one that was blamed last week. So we're glad to have you back now.
I will get around to listening to that podcast, never.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a week old, though. City home to...
With all the TV you watch.
Tweeted us.
Oh.
Mr. Pooper, former Maple Leaf backup, Darren Pooper, I'm assuming. Yeah. If you fellas get a chance, can you comment on Nasri going from spare part to, oh my God, did you see that? It was a great goal, wasn't it?
It was. It was far better than I expected from him. But it was funny because Dobby mentioned the podcast we had last season where we named every player in the City squad and said, you know, keep him or let him go. And yesterday watching the match, I thought, wow, they kept Nasri and he's like a key piece again.
No one left, right?
Quite shocking.
No, well, obviously Milner. No one of significance.
Yeah, Dzeko.
These guys we thought, you know, the company, Yaya and Nasri.
You know, all there and all playing massive roles.
Yeah. 3 games in.
Sterling has really like settled into that team so nicely, though. I mean, I was worried, but he looks in the right headspace, whatever that is. I'm getting sick of that, by the way, with
the
De Gea and just everyone not in the right headspace and guys that want to leave. And like Berahino is the latest one, right? Yeah. It's just, God almighty.
I think it's just a club's excuse not to play them. Get hurt. You know, blame because they're putting it on the player.
Yeah,
and so
absolutely.
This guy's leaving. Screw him. We're going to put it on him. We're not playing. We want to play De Gea. We want to play Berahino, but screw him. No, not in the right headspace. That's why often the players come out the next week. Oh, no, it's fine. I can play.
When
I
does
play.
The is the transfer window close? September 1st at 5 p.m. there or whatever.
I think it might be early, like 2 p.m. Usually it's 5, isn't it?
So that's next Tuesday.
Yeah.
So there's just over 7 a week.
It's going to be a lot of moves.
Yeah.
Which is why so much. That's why all these preview things we do is so difficult.
It is.
It can all change so much by September for the big clubs in particular.
Yeah.
United, 0. Newcastle 0. I'm actually Mr. Pooper.
Yeesh.
Darren Pooper, former Leaf backup goalkeeper, goaltender, said that Vincent Kompany more goals this year than Manchester United.
They love saying that, don't
they?
They
do.
It's true though.
We
have we spoken United yet?
No. Today?
On today's podcast?
No. We're talking about everything.
It clearly really stuck out.
If you're going to kick off at 7:45, you deserve to be mentioned last. Okay.
Fair,
no
I know
early kickoffs.
I know you worked till 3 last night, and it's 10 in the morning. Yada yada yada. We know. Your brain's not working right, but you look great.
This is true. Thank you.
You don't look like you rolled out of bed. You look as if you've been in front of the mirror for like at least half an hour.
Well,
at least.
Then I've won.
You have, haven't you? Yeah,
this hair takes longer than that. Come
yeah,
on,
that
give me
part.
Some credit.
Rooney,
it's a good part.
858 minutes now without a goal.
It's shocking, man. It really is. I'm not stunned. I didn't expect him to slot back into that center forward role and bag goals like it was 2009, mainly because it's not 2009. But it really is surprising to see how ineffective he is, but at the same time, how ineffective the squad is at making him look good. And isn't that the key to whoever your best player is, no matter the position or no matter the wage packet they're earning, you make your best player look good.
What about
he's not the best player, though, is he? That's the thing. He's not the best player.
No, he's not.
He may get paid like it, but he's not their best player. And the trouble
who is?
Who is?
Yeah.
And then Yanazai.
Right now, who is, that's a good question,
who is Manchester
United's best player? Chris Smalling so far this year.
Stop ignoring Sergio Romero. Three clean sheets.
You know what? It's a valid point. I laugh when they signed him. And 3 clean sheets. Can't knock him.
We think we all laugh, though. I did draft him in my Premier League Fantasy 11. Top of the table
back
of the AFC Toronto supporters.
It's not like Rooney's missing sitters or this and that. I mean, yes, you want him to, you know, create his own chances and create the space, but I mean that just overall there's no imagination in their attack. I mean, you're playing Newcastle, a team that is frail at the best of times. You know, you
not
have
so much
one
this year though. I mean, McLaren's got them pretty organized.
They conceded 2 goals in each of the first 2 games against Southampton and Swansea. Had a men sent off against Swansea, obviously, but
apart from that.
Yeah, apart from their 2 games.
having said that, I thought Colaccini and Steven Taylor looked very good.
Yeah, they were good, but I'm saying it.
Really good.
You know, that's a team that is there to be beaten, and you have a goal chalked off early on, and but they didn't really create much at all and let Newcastle get comfortable. And, I mean, at home, you want to just get into them, and the fact they couldn't do that, it really seems like they're going to struggle for goals until they can find that dynamic, creative ability for midfield that they're sorely lacking. I mean, it's all fine and well to blame Rooney. It's fine and well to say that they need a striker up top, but until you get those incisive passes from midfield and that build-up play to create those chances, your troubles go a lot deeper. And thank God for them. They're playing well defensively and not conceding goals, because otherwise it could be a really awful start to the season. They still have 7 points somehow.
In fairness, though, I thought I would have given Rooney's goal. I don't think he was offside. It was dead even, and I like giving the striker the benefit.
There was a couple like that this weekend. Lukaku as well was very, very close. Mm-hmm. I mean, you always want to lean to give to the striker, but
thing is with United, I mean, you're right. Going forward, they look, you know, disjointed in that, but there's so many debutants this season. It's a new team. It takes a while to find their pace. Last year with Van Gaal, same thing, right? Started off very disjointed, didn't know quite what they were. Various formations. I think they're going to be fine. I think Rooney's going to score a few goals. I still do. Is he the man that should lead the line of a team that expects to be a champion? Maybe not anymore. Maybe he should be in that number 10 role. Who the hell knows? But I think they'll be better than they've shown. And like you said, 7 points. They're getting the results, you know?
Yeah. They go to Swansea next week, I believe, before the international break. Already an international break after next week.
So early.
But at least it's late. At least we've got four games. Remember, a couple seasons, we get 2 weeks in.
Yeah, that's right.
And when there's a World Cup year or whatever.
By the way, don't forget to watch the 6 days straight of Euro qualifying.
Yeah.
This time on Sportsnet.
Tim and Sid on right after it a few of the days as well.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's right. Yeah, the Friday and the Monday and Tuesday.
Yeah, I think we're up right out of it.
Right after Liechtenstein entertain you, let Tim and Sid.
Probably have you on a couple times. And today, actually.
Today, yes. Well, we should mention that this has been taped, obviously, before
Monday morning,
Arsenal.
Yes.
And catch that on Sportsnet at 2:30 Eastern, followed by Tom and Sam. We'll myself and Craig Wright will jump on there and
jump on,
take over the show.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Good time.
Must be nice.
Sharman's finally getting
first
an
time.
Invite. Yeah.
I know.
He's been very bitter, but he's going to be on.
I've had invites. I just haven't been able to make it. That's all.
Actually, that's true. Stuff. I was like, can you do it today? Oh, I'm camping. Oh, well, there goes your chance.
Yeah. Family time.
Right. Other games to take care of here. Let me have a look here.
Spurs Leicester.
Yeah. Watch, I was going to say Leicester once again, eh?
Mahrez. I don't know what's
decent.
Mahrez has been the player of the month
so
for
good.
August.
So
there's
good.
The front man right. United need, Riyad Mahrez. Who would have said that preseason?
Four crazy. Goals in the campaign now. He's got a silky left foot, hasn't he?
Yeah, that was a gorgeous goal, too, right after they went behind. Dele Alli, actually, who was MK Don's product, young kid, scored for Spurs. And then it was like my timing was impeccable on Saturday, actually, because I usually flip around all the games, try to get a feel for all of them. I mean, it's not the best way. I don't sit there and watch one of them, but I prefer to just bounce around the games. And I settle on Spurs and Leicester, and then on the picture-in-picture, I had West Ham and Bournemouth, and I was going between the two, and just perfect timing to be on them because there were two goals, and that one in the West Ham game was going off, and saw all of them. Luckily, it was that's it. Just pat myself on the back for the flipping.
Oh, well done.
Nothing else to say.
Very good.
Nothing else to do.
I'll make a comment then about Spurs because, without Christian Eriksen, how bad did Eric Lamela look playing in that
and
role?
And before the match, they interviewed Pochettino.
Yeah.
This is his chance now for Lamela to stake his claim.
Yeah.
Of course.
A bit unfair, though. I feel like Eriksen's role is not necessarily his strong point. I mean, at Roma, wasn't he better off as that, you know, wide player drifting in?
Yeah.
So I kind of feel bad, but he was completely outshone by a 19-year-old.
Yeah.
Dele Alli looked way better
Yeah, he did.
Considerably. And more comfortable as well. So Lamela's got to go. But I said that from the beginning. I thought that was a complete waste of money.
People criticized Harry Kane, but I thought he played pretty well again. Like, he didn't score a goal, I know that, but he made some nice chances. You know, had some nice moves in tight. I think he's been all right this season, even though he hasn't scored a goal yet.
People just expect now he should be bagging 25 or 30, right? Yeah. So that I think that's why. That is unfair on him.
Be interesting to see the England squad, actually, when it comes in 2 weeks' time. If this current form continues for all these players, you know.
Right.
Will Harry Kane get the call up? Will Jermaine Defoe? You know?
Tell you who's not getting in there. Fabian Delph. Your England days
right
might
there.
Be done, mate.
There's a good chance. Yeah. They're not done.
Callum Wilson.
He's loaned out.
Callum Wilson's going to start up.
Yeah, well, hat trick boy, right? Yeah.
Where's Delph going to get loaned out to? You just said, he said he'll be loaned out.
I was trying to think, where would Delph, Batavilla?
Bursaspor.
Yeah, isn't that where everyone goes nowadays? Turkey?
God.
Pretty much.
Sammy Eto's playing for Antalyaspor or something.
Really?
What are you doing?
God, you might as well just come to the MLS.
Exactly. That's what we said last week.
Yeah, make a DP salary. You know, make some decent money, decent coin. You may as well. I think that's covered all the EPL games.
Yeah, good for Bournemouth to get their first goals.
Goals for them, yeah.
Four, and their first win. So.
And half for the England
West Ham,
job.
Yeah, West Ham started the season. I thought,
it's
okay, look,
so
look, some potential there, right? So
win at Arsenal and then lose at home to Leicester and Bournemouth. Tough one.
Could you imagine No, this is their last year at Upton Park. Could you imagine if they were relegated going into Olympic Stadium? Like, is there a worse situation?
How much of a disaster would that be?
Wow. Yeah.
It'd be huge.
Be tough.
It's not relegation.
No, no, no. Of course not. But I think people after that dream start to the season and like a questionable but pretty favorable, I think, preseason, West Ham fans are starting to wonder, like, boy, did we... This gamble for Slaven Bilic and letting go of Big Sam.
It's two tough home matches. They go to Liverpool next week for the international break. So
not a good August.
Losses. Man City home to Watford next week. That should be 12 points from four for them.
Yeah. So listen to MLS there. Drogba made his debut this week against Philadelphia.
When did he come on?
Second half.
Right.
He
lost.
Yeah, lost 1-0 to Philadelphia. They give a beat Dallas 1-0. Got a tweet, actually, Joe asking, other than Sebajevinko, why can't TFC sign big name players that have some recognition impact like Kaká or Drogba? And I'm thinking, okay, it's a valid question, but their whole philosophy is so against that typical DP signing, as in the fading European star. They don't want that. They want a guy in their prime. Michael Bradley, Jose Altidore, you know, you can debate those signings right now, I think you can, despite the 5-0 win, but still, they're going for guys in their prime.
Sure.
Drogba, love the guy. Wonderful world-class talent in his day. He's 37 years old. It's a nice sign for Montreal. They're going to sell a lot of tickets, a lot of shirts, but I don't think it's going to be a huge impact on the field. And Kaká was pretty much invisible against TFC, I thought, on Saturday.
Yeah, it was.
Again,
that team's
a guy
a disaster,
whose name
though.
Will sell shirts, and that's why they've been brought aboard, not really to build teams and win championships. Simple as that, right?
And I'd rather take it the way that TFC has it as a fan. I mean, yeah, it'd be nice to have Kaká in your town and see him more often than twice a season, which we get to, or twice in a month, as the fixture makers have given it to us in Toronto. But no, I agree with you completely that that philosophy that TFC has is much better, far more favorable. Even you look at Jermaine Defoe, yeah, past it, but still with enough to contribute than, you know, no offense, Steven Gerrard, who I know they're applauding.
Smashed New York City.
Yeah. Oh, boy, that was a surprise. I thought New York City would have found their feet by now. Doesn't help that Lampard and Pirlo come in mid-season and you have such a... Also, I think in that situation where you have, you know, a room of 24 guys, you got three guys on one end of the life spectrum that they're super comfortable. They're ballers, let's say. And then you got guys like a considerable number of guys making less than six figures.
Yeah, you wonder
I
how
feel
to fix
like,
rooms, right?
Yeah, I don't know what that dynamic is like when you're living together, you know, 6 days a week on the road.
Well, I mean, the whole DP philosophy thing, I call it like the open casket scenario, in that, you know, someone dies, right? And some people want an open casket for closure, but others say, well, I will now remember that person always in the open casket, not as that, you know, person full of vitality in life, right? That's the old debate argument, open casket, right? So when I look at Kaká, I want to remember Kaká for AC Milan, and for Brazil in his pomp when he was unbelievable.
Yeah, which you will, right? You're not going to think about it as
no,
this.
I'm going to remember what I saw on Saturday. No. That's all I'm going to remember now. When I think
it's like Emmett Smith with the Arizona Cardinals. Like, yeah.
Saw an interview with Nomar Garcia-Para, and they had him fonted as former Dodgers infielder. Really? Because he played first base to finish him. Infielder? Really? Like, come on.
Not good.
He's always going to be Mr.
Red Sox,
X Mia
shortstop.
Ham.
I heard a story about him recently, Garcia-Para. What was it?
In relation to his ex-wife?
No, it was nothing untoward or...
Well, you read the mail, so I would just assume.
I generally look at the headlines and the pictures.
You get distracted by the side.
Pictures.
Only way, how many like TOWI clicks do you
I generally actually just click right to the sports section because it's a pretty good sports section. You get a lot of crap, but a lot of good stuff as well.
Mm-hmm.
I don't dwell on the front page because you could decide what your opinions are of Great Britain by that, and you would never, ever go there. Ever go there. It's awful.
Since we're on this fantastic conversation, Fanny Nagesha has left Mario Balotelli, and
again,
now she's with Kouyaté?
She came because they got back together again, right?
Who did?
Balo and Fanny. They broke up.
Okay.
And then I saw recently on the Daily Mail's front page that they got back together again.
But what was this with her in a Kouyaté shirt?
Really?
I mean, no idea. Looks great in Claret and Blue. Just the wrong one.
I think she looks good in anything. Yeah, I don't know.
Apparently he's flown there, right?
Yeah.
For medical.
Well,
I don't know.
Probably wouldn't drive. So.
Sinisa Mihailović running
the ship.
Can
have a montage of his Liverpool glory before the game today, or what? Just reliving Balotelli's glory days.
Yeah, we've got a nice four-minute montage of memories of Balo.
Okay.
It's going to be pretty special.
It's the one goal and a red card, and that's about it.
Storming off the field, subbed off, you know, angry, upset.
Good.
Milan lost this weekend, by the way.
It did. Fiorentina.
2-0 to Fiorentina.
Juve lost, too.
Juve lost, too.
Yeah, that was a shocker. We actually showed the highlights, which is probably more of a surprise. We had the highlights in the show last night.
Really?
They were shot through someone's cell phone.
Yeah.
But they were
why? RAI.
Why can't we get it off... Where are they? BN?
No, it's Rai. Well, yes, but because BN has other properties, they don't always show them in real time or
HD. Or when we got the deal back at the score, it was all games were HD. Mm-hmm.
Right, but I don't think that, like, by the time we did the show, I don't think they'd actually aired Juve yet.
Okay.
At some point, right? They've got too many options.
They do.
Too many options, they do.
They've got Spain, too, as you mentioned there, and Barcelona. They beat Bilbao 1-0.
Messi missed a penalty.
Messi missed a penalty. Yeah, he's not, six miss in 11.
Yeah, he's not great from the spot. They
Ben
really
Littleton wrote about this and explained why, and he changed his whole penalty taking philosophy about a year ago now. And since then, he's been awful. It's I think before he did like the ya-ya, where you wait for the keeper to move and then you shoot, and that was quite successful. And he's changed it since. I think it's called the goalkeeper independent method. Some name for it. Ben had. And basically, you decide on going top right, top left, wherever it's going to be. And it hasn't worked out for him as well. Maybe it's because I think keepers probably figured him out too, in that I'm not going to move, you know, until the very, very end. So, I don't know. Read Ben Littleton's book about it. It's brilliant.
This is a book about penalty taking?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. We've had Ben on the show a number of times.
Yeah,
right?
He's a great guy.
He's fantastic.
Is he still writing for the app?
Score? I don't know.
I've been creatively trying to avoid naming competitors and giving BN all this plug.
Yeah.
The app.
I don't know. It's a good question.
Yeah.
We'll check it out later.
On the app.
Germany, Bayern Munich 1-2-1. 10-man Bayern Munich. Lewandowski scored.
Dortmund have had a good start. 2-4-0 wins.
They look good.
After last year's disaster, they look rejuvenated. Kagawa scored too.
Yeah.
Your boy.
And Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang, everyone. Not Aubameyang. Aubameyang.
Who's still there, surprisingly. He's rumored to go to every club possible, every offseason.
Man United.
Yes. It's still good, I guess.
Where did Ciro Immobile go?
He went Italy.
Sevilla.
Spain, sorry. That's right, he did.
Sevilla.
Yeah.
That I was surprised he didn't work out at Dortmund.
Me too.
But I also thought...
Top scorer.
He got he was a bit lucky. Instead, with Torino, right?
Yep.
Was it Torino? Yeah.
Some of the promoted Italian Serie A teams, by the way, like never heard of them. Like,
no, a couple of them have
Carpi or something.
And the is it? Well, let me find out. We had Palo on last week.
I was looking at the scores yesterday. I'm like, who the hell are these teams?
We had Palo on.
It's always funny when the people who like you know we Carpi. Obviously we
Carpi is not
fish.
The other team.
It's actually a team. And 4 years ago, they're in like the Serie D. They've had like promotion. Carpi.
Not suspicious at all.
Frosinone?
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah.
What did you call me?
And who's back up again? It's someone came up back up, been down for a while. Oh, I can't remember.
Now. Right.
It was someone. Anyway.
I got to get to work.
All right, Champs League this week, by the way. Champs League continues. Qualifying games. Europa League kicks off.
Second round of the League Cup. Sheffield United.
I was
going to
say, that's my next point.
Villa play Notts County.
Yeah. Heyo.
We beat Fulham away last year in the this cup when we made the semifinal. So let's go.
Bits and bobs, what you got?
You guys go first. I think usually I have a complaining rant.
I actually had a dream last night. It's weird. I was walking in the ravine by my house with my dog, and this huge rock slipped down and crushed three people. And then I remember in my dream, I was thinking, that would be a great bits and bobs. In my dream.
Wow.
What a loser.
Were the three people Dobby, myself, and J-Mo?
That
would have been great.
Finally, that'd be a fantasy dream.
Oh, boy.
No, my bits and bobs is Andre de Grasse, bronze medal.
Yeah.
Good on
in the World Championships. You know what? No one gives a crap about track and field in Canada. And this is Olympics. Sadly, I hope we stand up and take notice. This kid is special, man. He's 20 years old. He's going to be running sub-9.9 pretty soon. And sadly, he's in an era where there's some fantastic sprinters and some drug cheats. So good for him. Really happy to see Usain Bolt get the gold. Yeah. Entering as the second favorite. Screw you, Justin Gatlin.
Yeah.
Gatlin. Seriously, screw you. I'm sorry. Two-time drug cheat. Go away.
Go away.
Yeah. a hell of an athlete, though, Gatlin is. I still want to see him race.
Yeah, of course. Well, I don't want to see him race. I want to see him banned. Anyway.
Track is very exciting at the moment. But I know it was a semifinal, but good on DeGrasse for he crossed the line with Bolt in the semifinal before they got to the end. You got anything?
I just want to end on just saying. Jays, August 24th.
Yeah, of course.
First place.
Yep.
All right. Is it good.
Half a game?
That's right. Big game after the Yankees lose tonight. Yep. It's the best. I'm on cloud nine and cannot wait to be in the playoffs.
Would you go on the road?
If they made the World Series, I would.
You would, yeah. Pay whatever.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
I think you have to, right?
Yeah. I got to get to work, boys.
This is the guy that's gone.
We can leave you on. Download. What's your bits and
pieces? Just thoughts and prayers with Justin Wilson, IndyCar driver who took debris to the head and he's in a coma in a critical condition.
Really? I did not hear that.
Yesterday at Pocono, yeah. It was airlifted to hospital, and it's just been a rough couple of years for race car driving after a few years of luckily a few years of none of these stories, but shame to see. So yeah, thoughts and prayers with him. He's a hell of a gentleman, definition of.
All right, good one. All right, we're back on Thursday with myself and Molinaro. Hope you enjoyed that. Cheers.